Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Hope, and it is my absolute pleasure to introduce a speaker who embodies the essence of transformation through the Ascendancy teachings. Today's lecture is built upon the powerful principles created by Leonidas Esquire Williamson, the visionary founder of Ascendancy, whose life's work has been to help individuals break free from their limitations and rise into their highest potential. In this lecture, Brian will guide us through 12 transformational principles that align perfectly with Ascendancy's core teachings. Core being, internal alignment, echo patterns, radical accountability, and Phoenix moments. These aren't just concepts, they're a way of living, a roadmap for those ready to embrace growth and mastery in their lives. Brian's approach today will show us how to move beyond fear, resistance, and external validation, and into a life of quiet strength, purpose, and evolution. Whether it's letting go of old identities, reclaiming our power, or understanding the deeper lessons behind life's challenges, you're about to hear the wisdom needed to step into your full potential. So, without further ado, please join me in welcoming the remarkable Brian as he leads us on this journey of transformation and mastery. Brian, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Hope, and thank you all for being here today. What I'm about to share are 12 principles rooted in the core teachings of Ascendancy, designed to transform how you approach life. These principles aren't just ideas, they are aligned with the 5 core teachings of core being, internal alignment, echo patterns, radical accountability, and Phoenix moments. When you live by these, you step into your true potential, free from the limits of fear and uncertainty. Let's walk through them together. Ascendancy principle, core being. At the heart of core being is understanding that your worth and accomplishments don't need validation from others. When you're winning, you don't need to shout it from the rooftops. Your success is an expression of who you are at your core. By staying grounded, you remain connected to your true self rather than letting ego take over. Focus on the journey, not the applause, and let your actions speak louder than words. 2. Don't tell people your plans. Let the results speak for themselves. Ascendancy principle, internal alignment. True internal alignment means aligning your intentions with your actions. When you reveal your plans too early, you often lose focus and dissipate energy. Let your actions be the manifestation of your goals. Focus on the process, stay in alignment with your purpose, and allow your results to speak for themselves. Your silence strengthens your focus. 3. Never expect to get what you give. Not everyone has a heart of flesh. Ascendancy principle. Echo patterns. One of the foundational echo patterns is the pattern of expectation, the belief that what we give will always be returned in kind. But in Ascendancy, we learn that not everyone operates from the same values. By recognizing this, you break free from the cycle of disappointment. Give without expectation. Your growth comes from what you give, not from what you receive in return. This is about stepping into radical accountability for your actions, not others. 4. Every day you wake up, you have a new job. To be better than yesterday, Ascendancy principle. Core being. Ascendancy teaches us that every day is an opportunity to live authentically, to be better than you were the day before. The only competition that matters is the one with yourself. Ask yourself, how can I grow today? What small step can I take to evolve closer to my core being? In Ascendancy, progress isn't about massive leaps. It's about steady, daily growth toward who you were meant to be. 5. You'll never get what you want until you are grateful for what you have. Ascendancy principle. Internal alignment. Gratitude is a key element of internal alignment. You cannot align with abundance until you recognize the abundance you already have. Gratitude shifts your focus from lack to growth. In Ascendancy, we teach that gratitude is the foundation for attracting more of what you desire. When you're grateful, you open yourself to receive more. When you focus on what you lack, you stay disconnected from the flow of abundance. 6. Sometimes what you're trying to hold on to is exactly what you should let go of. Ascendancy principle, Phoenix moments. In Ascendancy, Phoenix moments represent those times in life where you must let go to rise anew. What you're holding on to might be the very thing keeping you stuck in an echo pattern. Letting go isn't a loss. It's a rebirth. Embrace the phoenix within you and trust that when you release what no longer serves your path, you create space for new opportunities to arise. You must burn away the old to make room for the new. 7. If you want to buy things without looking at the price, work without looking at the clock. Ascendancy principle. Radical accountability. If you want the freedom to live a life without limits, you need to be radically accountable for your time and energy. Stop watching the clock and start focusing on the quality of your work. Ascendancy teaches that true success isn't about hours worked. It's about the level of commitment you bring. When you invest fully in your purpose, without being tied to time, the rewards will follow. 8. God puts people in your life for a reason and removes them for a better reason. Ascendancy principle. Echo patterns. Relationships in life are often shaped by echo patterns. They reflect what we need to learn, what we need to grow through. When someone enters your life, they do so for a reason, often to challenge or inspire you. But when someone leaves, trust that it's because your journey with them is complete. Ascendancy teaches us that letting go of these echoes is part of the growth process, making room for deeper alignment with your core being. 9. The devil wouldn't be attacking you so hard if there wasn't something valuable within you. Thieves never rob an empty house. Ascendancy principle. Phoenix moments. The challenges you face are often a reflection of your potential. Thieves never rob an empty house. And similarly, adversity doesn't come to those without value. Ascendancy's phoenix moments remind us that struggle is a sign of transformation. The harder you're being tested, the closer you are to a breakthrough. Trust that you are rising through these challenges, not being broken by them. There is value within you. Don't let fear keep you from it. 10. You're going to set a lot of people off when you start doing what's best for you. Ascendancy principle. Radical accountability. When you step into your true self, not everyone will be comfortable with your growth. Radical accountability means owning your life choices without needing approval from others. As you grow and step into alignment with your core being, you will disrupt the expectations others have placed on you. That's a good thing. In ascendancy, we teach that your growth is for you, not for others. Keep going, even when others resist your transformation. 11. You will lose a lot of friends when you get really serious about your life goals. Ascendancy principle. Echo patterns. As you evolve, some relationships will fall away. These friendships were likely based on old echo patterns that no longer serve your highest self. Ascendancy teaches us that growth often requires shedding the past, including people who are not aligned with your future. While it may feel like loss, it's actually making space for new, aligned relationships that will support your journey toward mastery. 12. Life does not get easier, you just get stronger. Ascendancy principle. Phoenix moments. Life's challenges don't lessen as we grow, but we become stronger in the process. In ascendancy, phoenix moments teach us that with every hardship, we rise stronger and more resilient. It's not about wishing for an easier life. It's about embracing the strength you gain from each challenge. Every breakdown is a breakthrough in disguise, and with each trial, you evolve into a more powerful version of yourself. Ascend to mastery. Each of these principles aligns with the core teachings of ascendancy. Whether it's learning radical accountability, aligning with your core being, breaking free from echo patterns, or embracing your phoenix moments, you hold the power to transform your life. These principles are not just ideas. They are your roadmap to true personal evolution. Embrace them fully, and you will rise into the mastery that awaits you. Thank you. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the 5 core concepts of ascendancy.
Thank you, Brian, for sharing such profound wisdom with us today. I know that each of us has been touched by the 12 principles you've laid out, principles that offer us a clear path to not just surviving, but truly thriving through ascendancy's teachings. We've been reminded today of the power we hold when we align with our core being, when we take radical accountability for our actions, and when we embrace Phoenix moments as opportunities for growth. Brian's message showed us that life's challenges don't define us. We define how we rise through them. And of course, we're deeply grateful to Leonidas Esquire Williamson, the visionary founder of Ascendancy, for creating the framework that makes this transformation possible. His teachings, brought to life through Brian today, are the keys to unlocking a life of purpose, strength, and mastery. Thank you all for being here. Let's carry these teachings forward and continue to ascend toward the highest versions of ourselves. If today's lecture resonated with you, and I believe it has, this is just the beginning of your journey to mastery. I encourage you to take the next step by joining our free membership at ascendancy.life. That's ascendancy.life. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive audios, tools, and transformative content to help you continue applying these powerful principles in your daily life. This is your chance to fully embrace your potential, align with your core being, and rise through every Phoenix moment that comes your way. Head over to ascendancy.life and join us in this journey of growth and personal mastery. Thank you all for being here today, and I look forward to seeing how you continue to ascend.